Hey there, and welcome to episode 47 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am thrilled to have you here with me today as we kick off our summer podcast series, Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. In this summer series, we'll be traveling all over the world and learning about the folk music of different countries. If you head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/47, you'll find there a printable passport that you will add stamps to during this summer series. With each episode, I'll release a corresponding stamp for your passport. Got it? So we'll begin this series today with a visit to the South American country of Brazil. Now, since we're going to spend all summer on that podcast talking about folk music, let's start by actually defining folk music. A simple definition for folk music is music sung by the common people. Brazil has a complex history, and many different peoples from different cultures have lived there as a result of that history. The rhythm and instrumentation in Brazilian folk music largely comes from Brazil's indigenous people of the Brazilian rainforest, who played instruments including whistles, flutes, horns, drums, and rattles. If you listen to the music, do you hear the instruments imitate the sounds of the rainforest? Enslaved Africans in Brazil brought with them the culture and musical influences from their home continent of Africa. Listen to the drumming in this Afro-Brazilian style folk music performed by a street band. Portuguese missionaries also introduced songs and instruments when they came to Brazil from Europe, and folk music in Brazil became a sort of synthesis of styles and instruments from the native population, along with African and Portuguese influences. Capoeira is an Afro-Brazilian martial art that combines elements of dance, acrobatics, and music. It was developed by enslaved Africans in Brazil and is performed with a call and response type of folk music.
Vem, Magalhães, Rojão. Traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem, Magalhães, Rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Capoeira music may be improvised, which means it is made up on the spot. Or it may be a popular song written by an ancient teacher that tells the story of the history of capoeira, or accounts of some of its great performers. Originally, the dance and music was part of this system to hide the fact that there was fighting taking place. And capoeira was declared illegal at the end of the 19th century. However, in the 1920s, authorities began to allow the practice again, and it has since become an internationally recognized and practiced sport, and also given special protected status as intangible cultural heritage. Maracatu is another type of popular Brazilian folk music. This Afro-Brazilian music was the backdrop for parade groups that, before the abolition of slavery, held ceremonies for the Kings of Congo. The Kings of Congo were enslaved people that were granted leadership roles within the slave community by the Portuguese administration. After slavery was abolished, the ceremonies continued and the people would choose symbolic leaders and hold coronation ceremonies for these leaders. The music is traditionally performed by a parade of 80 to 100 drummers, a singer and chorus dancers, and performers who play different characters, including a king and a queen. Now, as you may have figured out as we talk about Brazilian folk music, the dance and performance of the music was an important part of the culture. So just as I do for every episode, I put together a playlist on YouTube of the music from today's episode, as well as some other Brazilian folk music performances that I think you'll enjoy. I'd love for you to head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/47, where you'll find the link to that playlist and can enjoy not only hearing these folk songs, but also watching the dance and the performance that is such an important piece of them as well. Also in the show notes, remember you'll be able to print your passport for this summer's Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music series, and you can print your first passport stamp from Brazil. Again, you're going to find all of that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/47. I have so enjoyed kicking off our first episode of our Around the World series today and learning a little bit about Brazilian folk music with you. And I can't wait to travel with you again to a new country and culture in 2 weeks when our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs. Bye for now.